This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In a case that continues to send shockwaves through the medical community, neonatal nurse Lucy Letby stands accused of an unthinkable crime. The Manchester Crown Court heard chilling testimony about one of the infants Letby is accused of murdering, an infant who tragically lost his life on Letby's first shift back after a holiday in Ibiza. In a haunting message to a colleague before her return to work, Letby wrote that she would probably be back in with a bang lol, a statement she now insists merely indicated an expectation of a busy shift. Yet, on that day, a life was extinguished. Known as Baby O, the child's life ended abruptly despite frantic attempts at resuscitation. Just the day before, Baby O's triplet sibling, Baby P, had also tragically passed away. The back-to-back deaths of these two infants within 24 hours left Letby, along with her team at the Countess of Chester Hospital, in a state of profound shock and devastation. With her voice echoing in the silent courtroom, Letby described the palpable feeling of distress that permeated the neonatal unit, a typically vibrant place transformed into a scene of mourning and confusion. The team's failure to save the life of Baby P had already shattered the usual buoyant atmosphere of the ward. The subsequent death of Baby O cast a further pall over the hospital, leaving the staff emotionally shattered and the parents in unimaginable pain. The death of Baby P had been particularly traumatic. Plans were underway to transfer the infant to the tertiary centre at Arrow Park Hospital in Wirral, Merseyside, for specialised care. But despite the staff's best efforts, Baby P succumbed. In a poignant twist, the bereaved parents begged Dr. Oliver Rackham, the lead paediatrician sent to collect Baby P, to take their surviving triplet instead. Dr. Rackham acquiesced. The surviving child, whose identity has been protected, is now 7 years old. Letby, originally from Hereford, is charged with the horrifying crime of murdering seven babies at the Chester Hospital and the attempted murder of 10 more. During her testimony, she spoke about searching for Baby O's parents on the first anniversary of his death, a reflection of the deep impact the twin tragedies had on her. The memory of witnessing the loss experienced by the parents was seared into her mind, an ordeal she described as harrowing. As she gave her testimony, two women prison officers flanked Letby. She read out an extract from a yellow post-it note discovered by the police during her arrest in July 2018. The note expressed sorrow for the deceased baby and the pain of the grieving parents. It lamented the infant's lost potential and Letby's own sense of helplessness and desperation. During her testimony, Letby recalled the tense hours leading up to Baby P's passing. His condition had deteriorated rapidly, requiring increasingly frantic medical interventions. The team at the Countess of Chester Hospital found themselves out of their depth as Baby P's condition spiraled out of control. The arrival of the transport team from Arrow Park was met with a grim sense of relief. She described a female paediatrician at the unit becoming agitated as Baby P's condition worsened. The doctor would step out for frequent cigarette breaks, a sign of her distress. Letby herself echoed this sentiment of unease, particularly in light of Baby O's recent death. The medical team felt lost, their attempts to help proving futile, their usual abilities falling short in the face of the baby's rapid decline. This doctor, in her evidence, stated that Letby had chillingly remarked about Baby P. "He's not leaving here alive, is he?" When questioned about this, Letby could not recall. The unforgiving glare of the courtroom spotlight fell on Letby as she denied any memory of the comment. This devastating prediction for Baby P's future allegedly spoken by Letby seemed to hang in the air. If spoken, such a grim prognosis from a neonatal nurse, a figure synonymous with care, protection, and a fighting chance at life is a chilling thought. Letby went on to describe a nightmarish scene where baby P's condition was spiraling out of control and the unit's efforts to stabilize the child were proving fruitless. She painted a picture of a unit stretched beyond its limits, waiting anxiously for the transport team to arrive, acutely aware that the child's survival lay beyond their capabilities. With an air of despair, Letby testified that she and the rest of the medical team felt a profound sense of powerlessness. A scene ensued that was distressing for anyone, let alone a healthcare professional. A doctor in a highly agitated state, smoking anxiously as baby P's condition continued to worsen, and a palpable lack of a clear plan from the doctors. The staff at Chester Hospital, trained to save lives, were left grappling with a grim reality. They were not equipped to deal with the rapid decline of baby P. The doctor who had witnessed baby P's final hours recounted a chilling moment in her evidence. According to her, Letby had made a disturbing observation. "He's not leaving here alive, is he?" The casual, almost detached tone of this alleged statement sent shivers down the spines of those present in the courtroom. Pressed about this haunting comment and whether she had voiced any concerns about baby P's dwindling chances of survival, Letby could only offer a cryptic response. "I can't recall. Potentially, I have no recollection." Her lack of a clear response, shrouded in uncertainty, did little to quell the unease in the courtroom. It was a chilling conclusion to a day of testimonies that painted a stark picture of desperation, helplessness, and profound loss in the neonatal unit of the Countess of Chester Hospital. As the courtroom emptied and the weighty silence of the day's testimonies lingered, listeners were left with a heavy heart. The dreadful thought that a neonatal nurse, a guardian of newborn life, could stand accused of such heinous crimes was almost too horrifying to comprehend. As the trial continues, the desperate search for truth and justice for the lost little ones remains at the forefront. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.